The reason you haven't achieved what you want in your life isn't because you lack discipline. It isn't because you lack drive or motivation. And it's certainly not because of the circumstances you are faced with today or were born into years ago. There are countless stories across this world of people finding themselves faced with unbelievable circumstances and situations and were able to dig their way out to find massive success. Tyler Perry, Eminem, Chris Rock, there's a litany to choose from. You pick. They all came from humble beginnings and were able to amass significant success, and with that success came wealth. Now hear this. There's nothing extraordinarily remarkable about these individuals, but you believe there is. You believe they were given more brains than you. They have more talent than you were given. They've gotten bigger breaks and fortune that you never got. You even tell yourself they were given unfair advantages and favor that you just weren't privy to. What you are missing, however, and I know you've heard this before, is the countless number of hours they have invested in perfecting their respective crafts and the sacrifices they chose to make that would result in the success they have achieved. You have no idea what they went through to earn what they have. Even if they were given certain breaks along the way, they still had to work and practice their craft in order to maintain any kind of relevance in their respective games. They didn't believe they had to wait until the conditions were perfect. They created the conditions. They didn't sit around and wait until someone gave them a shot. They took their shots and they continued working and putting themselves out there. But do you really want to know what the main difference is between these folks and you? It's none of what you think it is. Yes, they're talented, and so are you. The difference lies in their ability to conquer their many me. That little guy or that little gal that lives up inside that cavity located just above your shoulder blades. It never shuts up, does it? It's always there, and it follows you everywhere you go. As you think about starting that new business, there she is. As you think about networking to grow your brand, there he is. As you consider calling your best friend and apologizing for the complete ass you acted with them 2 years ago, your mini-me won't allow that to happen. Even as you're listening to the sound of my voice today, your mini-me is there, waiting to cause you to doubt yourself again and punk you into not taking that next action towards what you want for your life. To do what these and so many others have done in their lives takes something. You know what it takes? It takes courage. Courage doesn't mean doing something because fear forces you to. Courage means knowing that the fear is there, knowing that the danger is there of having your feelings hurt or having your goals crushed, and still being willing to take action anyway. This, my friends, is the beginning of conquering your mini-me. You will never get rid of this entity. It comes along with being human. We all deal with it. It is often called self-talk or the ego, and people will tell you things like, you have to raise your vibration or change your mindset. Well, no shit, Sherlock. How? How do I do that? This isn't an easy task to tackle. If it were that easy, everyone would put that little bastard in a cage and lock it away. So what can you do about it? You have to put a muzzle on it. You can quiet it down just enough for you to stay in action. When you learn how to master this, your life and what you're capable of doing with it will be something you never imagined possible. You can begin entertaining the possibility of doing this by first listening to Ontological Oration Number 1, Completing the Past. You must start there.